Lydia lay curled on her side on top of the covers of Alice's bed. The shades were drawn, the room filled with soft, subdued daylight. "Am I dreaming?" asked Alice. "No, you're awake." "How long have I been asleep?" "A couple of days now." "Oh no, I'm sorry." "It's okay, Mom. It's good to hear your voice. Do you think you took too many pills?" "I don't remember. I could have. I didn't mean to." "I'm worried about you." Alice looked at Lydia in pieces, close-up snapshots of her features. She recognized each one like people recognize the house they grew up in, a parent's voice, the creases of their own hands, instinctively, without effort or conscious consideration. But strangely, she had a hard time identifying Lydia as a whole. "You're so beautiful," said Alice. "I'm so afraid of looking at you and not knowing who you are." "I think that even if you don't know who I am someday, you'll still know that I love you." "What if I see you and I don't know that you're my daughter and I don't know that you love me?" "Then I'll tell you that I do, and you'll believe me." Alice liked that. "But will I always love her? Does my love for her reside in my head or my heart?" The scientist in her believed that emotion resulted from complex limbic brain circuitry. Circuitry that was for her, at this very moment, trapped in the trenches of a battle in which there would be no survivors. The mother in her believed that the love she had for her daughter was safe from the mayhem in her mind, because it lived in her heart. "How are you, Mom?" "Not so good. This semester was hard. Without my work, without Harvard, and this disease progressing, and your dad hardly ever home. It's been almost too hard." "I'm so sorry. I wish I could be here more. Next fall, I'll be closer. I thought about moving back now, but I just got cast in this great play. It's a small part, but..." "It's okay. I wish I could see you more too, but I'd never let you stop living your life for me." She thought about John. "Your dad wants to move to New York. He got an offer at Sloan Kettering." "I know. I was there." "I don't want to go." "I couldn't imagine that you did." "I can't leave here. The twins will be here in April." "I can't wait to see those babies." "Me too." Alice imagined holding them in her arms, their warm bodies, their tiny curled fingers and chunky unused feet, their puffy round eyes. She wondered if they'd look like her or John. And the smell. She couldn't wait to smell her delicious grandchildren. Most grandparents delighted in imagining their grandchildren's lives, the promise of attending recitals and birthday parties, graduations and weddings. She knew she wouldn't be here for recitals and birthday parties, graduations and weddings. But she would be here to hold them and smell them, and she'd be damned if she'd be sitting alone somewhere in New York instead. "How's Malcolm?" "Good. We just did the memory walk together in L.A. "What's he like?" Lydia's smile jumped ahead of her answer. "He's very tall, outdoorsy, a little shy." "What's he like with you?" "He's very sweet. He loves how smart I am. He's so proud of my acting. He brags about me a lot. It's almost embarrassing." "You'd like him." "What are you like with him?" Lydia considered this for several moments as if she hadn't before. "Myself." "Good." Alice smiled and squeezed Lydia's hand. She thought to ask Lydia what that meant to her, to describe herself, to remind her, but the thought evaporated too quickly to speak it. "What were we just talking about?" asked Alice. "Malcolm, memory walk, New York?" asked Lydia, offering prompts. "I go for walks around here and I feel safe. Even if I get a little turned around, I eventually see something that looks familiar, and enough people in the stores know me and point me in the right direction. The girl at Jerry's is always keeping track of my wallet and keys. And I have my support group friends here. I need them. I couldn't learn New York now. I'd lose what little independence I still have. A new job. Your dad would be working all the time. I'd lose him, too. Mom, you need to tell all this to Dad. She was right, but it was so much easier telling her. Lydia, I'm so proud of you. Thanks. In case I forget, know that I love you. I love you too, Mom.